from Young the Giant. Here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
John on Mastodon. Mastodon. We're on Mastodon. Do you know that?
Wow.
Wants to hear Bert Camfort. Bert Camfort to take us to news time with Wonderland by Night, or as they say in Germany, Schnitzel. What? I stepped on some schnitzel on the way into the studio. Is too short, and it's not news time yet. What will I do until it's news time?
This is the shortest song in the world.
Thank you very much. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It is 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. White House has revealed that the U.S. has shot down an unidentified object over Alaska. It's nearly a week since a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down after flying across the United States. Intelligence has revealed a global program run by China using spy balloons. FSN's Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
An unidentified object has been shot down on the orders of U.S. President Biden over the waters off Alaska on Friday. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said it was flying at 40,000 feet, an altitude that could have posed a threat to civilian aircraft.
We're calling this an object because that's the best description we have right now. We do not know who owns it. whether it's state-owned or corporate-owned or privately owned. We just don't know.
Last week, the U.S. Air Force took down what they have called a Chinese surveillance balloon. Intelligence shows it had the ability to move and went over sensitive military sites. Since then, U.S. officials have revealed a global program of Chinese spy balloons used over 40 countries.
FBI officials have found an additional classified document during a search of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. His advisor, Devin O'Malley, confirmed that the roughly five-hour search on Friday by federal investigators had uncovered one document with classified markings, along with six additional pages without such markings that were not discovered in the initial review. The search on Friday was prompted by the discovery last month of around a dozen pages with classified markings. More than 23,000 people are now known to have died in the earthquakes which hit southern Turkey and northern Syria. It's now the fifth night since the deadly quake that rescuers have worked into the night trying to find people under the collapsed buildings. FSN's Trent Murray in Malatya in Turkey says that weekly prayers still went ahead amid the devastation.
Friday, of course, being the holiest day of the week for people of the Muslim faith, and they would generally be coming to the call to prayers in big numbers at mosques like the one you can see behind me there, what remains of it. Sadly, this mosque collapsed in the earthquake. It's one of the oldest and most historical mosques in this region of Anatolia in Turkey. We did see some folks come earlier in the day, and despite the fact it's not safe to go in there, they prayed outside in the snow with their prayer rugs, an extraordinary act, I think, in many ways, of just trying to have some religious routine as a way to try and help cope with the situation that we're in.
Meanwhile, the United Nations has been criticised for its slow response in getting aid into earthquake-affected areas in Syria. Rescue teams in the northwest of the country say that the situation could get worse if the UN doesn't speed up delivery of much-needed aid into the rebel-held region. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Tomorrow.
7, much more music time. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio on 88.3 WIRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Before the news, we played Bert Camford to Wonderland by Night by request for John on Mastodon, but a different John on Mastodon. I don't know that they're both actually Johns. Wait, no, I'm not even going to get into that. Anyways, a different listener on Mastodon said, wait a minute, I wanted to hear a Burt Bacharach song, because Burt Bacharach passed away a few days ago. There's more than one of you on Mastodon. We should introduce the two of you. I have never seen you in the same room together, so maybe it's the same person. I don't know. Burt Bacharach died Wednesday at the age of 94 in Los Angeles. He is a winner of the Grammy Lifetime Achiever Award. He had 73 Billboard Top 40 hits he composed along with lyricist Hal David. He won 6 Grammys and 3 Academy Awards. Some of his chart-topping hits included This Guy's in Love with You, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Close to You, Arthur's Theme, and That's What Friends Are for a variety of artists across the fields of jazz, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, country and western, easy listening. He did it all, along with Hal David's lyrics. The first song that he wrote that went to number one, however, was back in 1957, and it was for Marty Robbins. Written by Burt Bacharach. Here's Marty Robbins on Radio 9.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story sorrow.
Marty Robbins with a number one song written for him by the late great Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Jay Thurber plays more music.
Forget the moment we kissed, the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are
The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance that got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic.
Time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic.
Song written by the late, great Burt Bacharach along with Hal David. That one for Cannonsburg's own Perry Como. Magic Moments here. Radio 9 with Jane Thurber. Another Burt Bacharach song. Who are we playing for, baby? It's you. These are the Shirelles on Radio 9.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you smile that touches my heart. That tears me apart. Well, oh, oh, many, many nights go by.
I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself.
When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. What they say about you, cheat, cheat,
sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Don't pick on the things I said.
Show of nothing but number one songs by Burt Bacharach. We already heard from one guy from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, who had a hit with a Burt Bacharach song. Here's another guy from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. And I find I can't. To walk two by two, lovers pass, and as they're passing by, I could die, 'cause you're not here with me. Now the trees are bare, there's sadness in the air, and I'm as blue as I can be.
Now that we are through, blue on blue.
Shannonsburg Zone. Bobby Vinton here on Radio 9.
WRCT.
At 1:23, much more music time, we heard Bobby Vinton, Blue on Blue, Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over, The Shirelles, Baby It's You, Perry Como, Magic Moments. We started off with The Story of My Life by Marty Robbins. All those songs have in common? Well, Burt Bacharach wrote the music for them. Burt Bacharach died on Wednesday at the age of 94. We'll probably hear from Burt again later on in the show, but I thought that was very funny that someone requested Burt Kampfert, and then someone else requested Burt Bacharach. And we're like, wait a minute, you mixed up Burt Bacharach and Burt Kampfert? Don't put that past me, by the way. I've also mixed up Shinola with Schnitzel, so don't put any of that past me. But no, in this case, it was intentional. We've got new music coming your way from, how about, from Starcrawler, huh? New music from Starcrawler after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And what else did I want to tell you about? Well, it's a deep subject for my shallow mind. Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records is in Millville, and they're open 7 days per week. They provide both new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop. Attic Records has new releases and is family-owned and operated. Attic Records also buys used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records for more information or call them at 412-821-8484. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay? All right. And now this.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 42. Cloudy overnight, low 30. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, 50. Mostly sunny Monday, high near 50. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the J. Thurber Mess, 41 in Beaver County, 35 in Butler, 38 in Washington. It's 37 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 36 at WRCT with new music from Starcrawler.
Stop.
finally out on a major label. That's Starcrawler here with new music on Radio 9, a nice acoustic version of that song, Stranded. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, it's the radio calendar, so stay tuned for that. We'll have more news for you at 2 o'clock, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30, and these are the four tops.
We'll be right back.
1974, Joni Mitchell here on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world.
It's everybody
where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Cha-cha-cha. Chocolate cookies with white stuff in the middle and sometimes a little piece of candied fruit on top of that brings you the radio calendar for today, February 11th, 2023. At the Harris Theater now through February 16th, it's Saint Orner, a film inspired by true events that bears witness to the judicial and personal battles of young author Rama as a woman much like herself, an immigrant, a mother, a woman of ambition, takes the stand for murder. Saint Orner is currently in the running for Best International Feature Film, now showing through February 16th at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. At Liberty Magic, it's Lee Terbosik in Plain Slight, a performance of magic, comedy, sleight of hand, illusion, mind reading, and escape. That wraps up this weekend. Also join Mr. Masato in his School of Magic for the young and young at heart. Performances are family-friendly Sunday matinees every Sunday until March 26. Both of those at Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The CMU Design Department presents Organized Chaos, a accumulation of their collective yet individual creative chaos from the class of 2023. That's at the Miller Gallery in the Purnell Center for the Arts on Forbes Avenue at Carnegie Mellon, now through March 5th. For more information, millerica.cmu.edu. The Brewhouse Association presenting Lay Bear, curated by Zeal Eva, invites eight black women artists in Pittsburgh to answer the question, who would you be if you could be your most authentic self? That's now through April 1st at the Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street on the South Side. For more information, brewhousearts.org. Dun, 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 dun. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport presenting Black America Since MLK on February 13th at 11 a.m. August 27th, presenting the film August Wilson, The Ground on Which I Stand. Both of those are free and will be screening in the children's room. For more information, McKeesportLibrary.org. Also at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, it's Lunch at the Library on Friday, February 17th at noon. They do need reservations in advance, but it's free. They will be serving halushki in honor of National Cabbage Day. That's February 17th, lunch at the McKeesport Carnegie Library. And the Reading Social Book Club this month on February 27th, discussing I Was Anastasia by Ariel Lahan. That's February 27th at 12:30, the Reading Social Book Club. And finally, author Denise A. Bailey and Chef Vincent Wright will be at the library February 18th, that's a Saturday, to prepare a meal of soul food during Black History Month. And Denise Bailey will be discussing her children's book, Grandma's ABCs of Growing Up. Now, they do need you to call in advance for that one, 412-672-0625, but it's free and open to the public. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email at least 2 weeks in advance, radio-calendar@wirct.org. You get it in, and we will get it on. Radio 9. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to explain the whole Super Bowl to you, the history of the Super Bowl. So stand by. It's coming up.
Jay Thurber. Music.
The Super Bowl kicks off tomorrow at 6:30. It's Super Bowl 57. I sure hope Heinz has a commercial there in that show. And I know a lot of people don't know the whole history of the Super Bowl. We're going to explain that to you right after this.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear.
Hi, Smokey.
And I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, the Super Bowl has been a big part of American culture for 50 years, and here tonight with a look back, another look back, it's the NFL's official historian, Jeff Tolnick. Jeff, come on out here.
All right, pay close attention. There's going to be a quiz on
Thanks,
the Super
Dave.
Bowl.
You know, the first Super Bowl was played on January 15th, 1967, and we've come a long way since then. Hit it, Paul.
Oh, wow.
I, V, and next came V. V, I, X, and X, you see? X, I, V, and then X, V. X, V, I, X, V, I, X, V, I, X, I, X, and X, X, count them with me. X, X, I, X, X, I, X, X, I, XXIV, XXV, XXVI, XXVII, XXVIII, XXIX, XXX, it's easy. XXXI, XXXII, XXXIII, XXXIV, XXXV, XXXVI, XXXVII, XXXVIII, XXXI, XXL, obviously. XLI, XLII, XLII, XLIV, and XLV. Oh, XLVI, XLVII, XLVIII, and that's the history.
to LVII, so write that down in your Stetson and remember it.
Jay Thurber.
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
We're going to check sports next, along with weather and more new music on the other side of that. Here's Mel and Tim.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm going to have to penalize you.
From 1969, Mel and Tim here on Radio 9 at 1:50. Much more music time. Got new music coming your way. I'm just looking to see who haven't we heard from for a while. We haven't heard from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for a while, so we got some new music coming up from them. And of course, we will have PNS news for you coming up at 2 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. What else to tell you about? Don't forget, you can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News. You can also subscribe to the newsletter at jthurbershow.com. Okay, all right. What else did I do? We should tell you about some of the things coming up here on your radio. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's the way to unwind after a long, stressful week. It's the only way to unwind, in my opinion. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. It'll put you in a mellow mood to start you next week, and you know how stressful that will be. But for those 2 hours, Eric will delight you with soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. It's a good time every week. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy at 3 o'clock coming up here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game.
College basketball action at this hour. Pitt is taking on the Seminoles of Florida State with about 3 minutes left to go in that game. Pitt Panthers leading the Seminoles by a score of 70-65. Duquesne Dukes at this hour taking on St. Bonaventure. The Dukes leading 38-35 in that game. The Pitt Panthers women are in action tomorrow as they take on Georgia Tech. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans yesterday split a couple of games with Emory. The women's team lost by a score of 70-59. The men's team won Men's team defeating Emory by a score of 63-60. Both teams are in action on Sunday when they host Rochester. Oh, Rochester! Men's game gets underway at noon, women's game at 2 o'clock. Rihanna is exhilarated for what she calls an almost impossible Super Bowl 57 halftime performances. It will feature music from throughout her 17-year career. She says she's been so focused on the Super Bowl, she forgot her birthday is coming up. More than 200 million people. I was going to say more than 200 people. That's accurate. More than 200 people will tune in for the Super Bowl tomorrow, but the audience is actually estimated to be closer to 200 million people to tune in for Super Bowl 57 Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. The game is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, forcing all of Pittsburgh to root for Philadelphia. That game will kick off at 6:30 p.m. our time and will be on the Fox television network. Brett Favre, the former star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, is suing Mississippi State Auditor and two sports commentators. Three separate lawsuits come after Favre was linked to one of the largest fraud schemes in Mississippi history, in which officials were found to have misused funds from federal programs, such as temporary assistance for needy families. Six people have been charged in connection with the $77 million fraud. Now, Favre does not face any criminal charges, but he has been named in a lawsuit filed by the state of Mississippi seeking to retrieve the lost welfare funds. He calls the accusations malicious and false. Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Anaheim Ducks at the Honda Center last night by a score of 6-3, and they did it without all-star defenseman Chris Letang, who is recovering from a stroke. His most recent absence came from an undisclosed illness that he suffered on Friday. The Penguins pieced together a heck of a victory last night as they diced up the Ducks by a score of 6-3. Here's your forecast. Increasing clouds this afternoon with a high of 42, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Cloudy on Sunday, 50, mostly sunny, high near 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 52. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and windy with a high near 65. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 41 in Beaver County, 38 in Washington, 37 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 36 at WRCT. With new music from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Coming up in the next hour, Paul Simon by request. But right now, the Classics 4 are going to take us to news time. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Guardians Cast, February 10th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Some doctors and pro-choice advocates are urging people to pre-order so-called abortion pills, citing a looming Texas court decision that might ultimately prohibit access to them nationwide.
The group Power to Decide says it has compiled the largest verified directory of the abortion access landscape across the country. The Abortion Finder map shows not only how many in-person providers are in each state, but also the latest stages of pregnancy at which an abortion would be legal in those states. Tara Mancini with Power to Decide says in Arizona, legal challenges have led to confusion about the law.
In Arizona, there's a 15-week ban, but there was also the three-row ban from the days when Arizona was a territory. The last AG, you know, was trying to say that that was still able to be implemented.
Arizona's trigger law enacted a statewide abortion ban after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. But that ban is being challenged in court. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
For the past 5 years, Texans' priorities for improving health care haven't changed. But in the latest survey, the need for more mental health programs ranks higher on the list of what would enhance their lives.
The poll, conducted in late 2022 by the Episcopal Health Foundation, shows almost two-thirds of Texans support increased state spending on health care, the highest percentage in 5 years. The foundation's Brian Sasser says Texans are looking to state leaders for help to improve health outcomes.
67% of Texans, when you ask them about what their top health care priorities should be, they either say it should be lowering prescription costs, reducing what it costs to get health care, or increasing access to health insurance.
Sasser says a survey conducted annually since 2018 found the largest support ever for Medicaid expansion at 72%. I'm Roz Brown.
That poll also found that Texans believe reducing the number of women who die from causes related to pregnancy and childbirth should be a top health care priority for the state. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing probes into former President Donald Trump, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. Sources told ABC News the subpoena from special counsel Jack Smith requests documents and testimony related to the failed attempt by Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election, which culminated in the deadly January 6 attack on the Capitol. ABC News reports the subpoena follows months of negotiations between federal prosecutors and Pence's legal team. This is Public News Service.